Bridenstine and Ken Calvin. Welcome, everybody. We appreciate you being with us on this Saturday edition of the Inside Outside Guys. Hope to enjoy hearing from you throughout the show, but we've got a long day today. We're going to be on from noon to 1. We're going to sprint over to McFarland Painting at 12 o'clock, which is going to be a lot of fun and very educational. And if you looked at the article in the Detroit News Homestyle section yesterday, you saw some great information on painting. Tomorrow we're going to be on from 10 to noon as well, and then we're going to sprint over to Atlas Home Improvement and talk to those guys about some great things they've got going on, including their step-in showers, their 1 to 2 day replacement of that old crummy unsafe bathtub. So that'll be fun as well. Looking forward to that. Also, we're going to hear from a new sponsor later on in the 10 to 12, I think at the 11 o'clock hour, 11:15, we're going to be hearing from a gentleman that provides an invaluable service and adds value to your home. I'm going to leave that on the table for now. It's interesting listening to Jim Harper and Cam Carman on the show prior to this, where Jim mentioned the science of the cookie. I just caught the tail end of that, and I thought it was extremely interesting. I'd like to know more about that, especially about I love sweets. I love carbs. I should weigh about 400 pounds, like you said Shaq does, but luckily I don't. And when I hear stuff like that, it's like, I want to know more. I've got my favorites just like everybody else does. Anyway, got a really good show, going to be a busy show. We're also going to be talking to Gary Mueling from Michigan Remodelers at 10:30, from probably 10:30 until 11, if I can get Gary to stay with us for a half hour, because he's got a lot of stuff going on. Gary tends to take the jobs that nobody else wants, high-end stuff. I remember a few years back he sent us pictures of a brand-new roof he was putting on a home, and it was all cedar shakes, and there aren't too many people that do that type of work anymore. So we're looking forward to talking to Gary at about 10:30. Also want to make sure that everybody understands the phone lines will be open in between our guests at 888-654-4897. We talk about this every week, but, boy, what's more important than your health and your peace of mind? And what a lot of people don't understand is that inadvertently or sometimes conscientiously, we take in toxins. We either do it through food or the air we breathe or the bad water we drink. And if people would just have a little bit of, foresight, I guess, and get a free water inspection from Beauchamp Water Treatment, what they could find out is that they could be drinking pure water and actually help their body to detoxify. That's so important. People should understand that. A lot of you have been drinking bottled water over the last 15, 20 years for that purpose. You can do it at home. You can have a reverse osmosis system put in one location to service maybe just your kitchen for cooking and drinking, or you can have a reverse osmosis system put in your entire home to service the entire home. It's just a matter of what you prefer.
And partner, you talk about being dehydrated. People can tell when they're dehydrated. I can tell when I'm dehydrated. And I know you can tell when you're dehydrated. Water is such an important part to staying healthy.
It is amazing. And I've heard Jared talk about the fact that you're either going to filter the water before you drink it, or your body's going to filter the water after you drink it. To me, sure, there is no question as to which way to go.
I agree with you. We've had a lot of people talk about that coffee thing last year. I know you drink a lot of coffee, which is water. I mean, it's what, 99.9% water. I don't.
Yep.
So I have to drink water. I tell you, I feel run down. I can tell, especially the older I get, how quickly I get dehydrated. Comes with age.
Well, if it comes with age, I should really be feeling it then, eh?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm on my third coffee.
Be feeling it. You're right. Hey, you want to take a quick second to thank everyone who came out to our contractor event on Wednesday night. What a great event that was at MacFarlane Painting.
You know, we had 70 to 80 contractors there. We got to meet Chet. A lot of people heard about Chet's on this station decades ago. And we got to meet, is it the Grand?
Chet's Cleaning.
I'm trying to remember if he's a son or a grandson, but he's got the name of the family, and it's Chet. And he came up and introduced himself and reminded us that they had been on the WJR airwaves, and it's just so cool to run into people like that. Good stuff.
100% agree.
We also got to meet people from
it was a great time.
Las Vegas Stone. I think you're going to be hearing more about them probably from us. But we talked to Rob. They do installed sales, and they do flooring, you name it. They do it. If it's got to do with a finish on a wall or a floor, they do it. And they've got some big showrooms throughout the metro area, so we're going to be talking to them as we move forward. We got to meet Paul Elmer, who works with Heather Rubelli at Home Pros, the magazine you and I are writing for now.
Sure. Great guy.
That's pretty cool stuff. We got to see Tanya from Sparkle Blinds, and we introduced Sparkle Blinds to our audience, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that was right.
I thought that was pretty cool. We also got to meet Mark Armstrong from Multi Construction Services. Mark is a drywall specialist who does a little bit of everything well that has to do with your hand. So he's one of those guys we've been looking for. We've got a few of them, but you can't find enough of them in this economy. That's been so tough.
So true. So true. We got to give away tickets later on for the home show as well, buddy.
I know it. I know. Tomorrow we're going to be talking with Elizabeth Weiss about that show, but I think we ought to give some tickets away right now. Let's give a bunch away today. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Hey, be calmer.
Maybe after the break?
Well, let's do it after the break, okay?
Yeah, I like that. Hey, we've been telling you about a great company that services literally all of Michigan. If you want cleaner air in your home, if you want cleaner air circulating through your ducts, if you want greater efficiency in your duct system and healthier air, then the obvious answer, if you're a long-term listener, is Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation. Having more fun than we deserve to have, we appreciate you being with us today. I want to remind you that I've got Gary Muehling from Michigan Remodelers coming in shortly, and we're going to try to keep him for a while. And then at 11:15, we've got a new team partner we're going to introduce to you, so that'll be fun. And in between all that, we'll be taking your calls at 888-654-4897. Of course, you've got that programmed into your phone, so I shouldn't even have to mention that to you. Ken alluded to the networking night that we had hosted by MacFarlane Painting this past week. We had 70 or 80 contractors there. It was a contractor's only thing, so if you're a listener who's not a contractor, don't take offense. It wasn't for you. But it was for you, I guess, indirectly as a listener, because our intention was to meet good people and to get our message out there that, you know, we really want trustworthy, ethical, honest people, and that's we work real hard to only bring you that type of contractor in this industry. So it's really, really important that we meet these people. And I mentioned Chet from Chet's Cleaning earlier. It's Chet Sadowski III, so he is third generation. I thought he was from Chet's Cleaning. It was nice to meet and chat with him. We met a young professional that I was impressed with. A young man named Isaiah, who invested in a power washing business. And boy, I'll tell you what, even when we talked to John MacFarland, you know, they get they do a lot of complete exterior painting and interior painting and remodeling and that type of thing. And even John says it's hard to get someone who is a professional with a power washer, especially on those rear decks. So it was nice to meet Isaiah. He's got a company called Wash 'Em Up, Professional Power Washing. We're going to bring you some more information. I think we mentioned to you that we had met Tanya from Sparkle Blinds a few times. We brought them to you as an introduction 3 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. And hopefully we'll get some more information in print to dive a little deeper into the awesome range of product and services that they provide. You've also heard us talk about a product that nobody knows about. It's a really well-kept secret in the industry, and it's called Diamond Coat. Diamond Coat Building Products. It's an exterior siding system. I'll have to ask Gary if he knows about it when he comes on with us. But we were quite skeptical of the product when we first heard about it, but we got a chance to meet and greet the specialists, Gary Moore in particular. And I think you've heard Gary on our show. And we asked Gary to supply us with a list of dealers throughout the state that actually have this in stock. So if you, the listener, are thinking of having your home re-sided, you can go and have, you know, a chance to see and touch, put your fingers on the product. Anyway, last week we mentioned ABC Supply, Iverson's Lumber, my good buddy Bob over there, Spring Arbor Lumber. Also want to let you know that Carter Lumber in Lansing, Monroe, Macomb, White Lake, every location throughout the state is having that product in stock now. John's Lumber, which is now Builder's First Source in Clinton Township and Shelby Township, has it. So we're looking forward to you having the opportunity to see it, to touch it, to feel it, and hopefully specify it for your home. One of the things Ken and I really liked about Diamond Coat is that while it's a manufactured wood product, and sometimes we're a little leery of putting that on the outside of a home, the company that owns Diamond Coat, Wausau, has actually taken that product and re-engineered it to last 30 to 50 years on the outside of a home without any maintenance. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. We're going to take a tour of the factory up in Wausau, Wisconsin here, I think later this month or the first part of April, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll be looking at that as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, we talked about home inspections a little bit. Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance Home Inspections was on with us a few weeks ago, and we got a chance to talk to Terry at the networking event this past week. And one of the things that he runs into and that a lot of you email us about is brick chimneys. You know, standing on the ground, looking up, as we tell you to do twice a year when you do that, you know, walk around your house. You see that the chimney cap is disintegrating. You may see that the clay flues that extend up out of that cap are breaking and or broken. Pieces of it are on the ground. You may see that your brick around the chimney is delaminating. And, of course, that's a big issue. And it never gets better. It always gets worse. And Ken and I found a company, a year and a half ago, that is expert at repairing and replacing this type of stuff, as well as any brick veneer that's having problems on your house. And, of course, you've come to know that company as Brickworks. Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. We're going to go to the phone lines, and then we're going to have Gary Mueling from Michigan Remodelers on with us. Line one, James in Rochester Hills. James, are you with us?
Hi, yes, I am. Good morning.
Hey, how can we help you?
I'm living in a six-unit condo, and I'm on unit number two, and I have a two-inch copper water pipe in my basement. And early in the morning and in the afternoon, like around 5 o'clock, and at night around 9:30, the water pipe will shake. I've been there 4 months, and it took me that long to find out where this sound was actually coming from.
So what have you done to try to alleviate the shaking? I mean, it's making noise, right?
Yes. It is securely mounted to the 2x6s or 2x8s in the basement. But okay. When the neighbors use the water, I get this rattling sound like it's a wash machine that isn't balanced. So I was wondering, is it possible to put in one of those air gap tools, like air gap extensions, like you do under the sink or something, you know, that goes up 4 inches from a water pipe to keep it from thumping when you turn it on and off? Or is there another solution, or I got to live with it?
Yeah, usually when the pipes are moving and they're making noise, it's an indication there's air in the line. Now, a 2-inch line, obviously you are already aware that that services more than your unit. A 2-inch line used to be, it's funny, we used to do some light commercial work and we'd bring a 1-inch line for the entire building. A 2-inch line will carry a ton of water. And if you're going to do anything with that, I would have a professional plumber look at it. Have you tried just wrapping it in closed cell pipe insulation to see if that minimizes the noise distraction for you?
Yeah, that was my next thing that I was going to do. Maybe it's not 2 inches. Maybe it's an inch or an inch and a half. It's pretty big. You know, it's like maybe three fingers.
An inch and a half is pretty big, and especially copper.
Two fingers.
Yeah.
People
will break in and steal that copper for what they pay for a 1.5 or 2-inch line. Try the closed cell foam. It's pretty inexpensive. You can buy packs of five-foot pieces pretty inexpensively at any big box store or local Ace Hardware or Do It Hardware. Try that. See if that doesn't do it for you. And if it doesn't, I would go to the condo board and ask that they bring a plumber in to look at it and see if having an air chamber or something installed on that to get rid of the excess air in the line would help.
Okay, I'll go ahead and make a phone call to the association and see what they can do. I appreciate your
time. Let us know what happens, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay, cool. Thanks, James. Appreciate it. Okay, I'm going to assume that James got that information from us. Let's see if Judy from Chesterfield is still with us. Judy, are you with us?
I sure am.
Good. What can we do for you today?
Well, I have a deck that's 10 by 20, not huge or anything.
Okay.
No, one step that's a foot wide, I think, and the 20-foot long length of the deck. It is blistering and peeling something terrible. It's not that old. It's been maybe 4 years.
Yeah.
And I need to find someone that can come in and fix it for me. I'm 83 years old, live alone, and I don't know how to find somebody that I can trust, I guess.
Judy, you sound great. Now, when you say fix it for you, you want someone to strip it down probably, right, and then refinish
yes.
it?
Yes. Yes.
John McFarland at McFarland Painting we would trust to do the refinishing, and he would also have someone that could they can probably very carefully and professionally power wash that if
mm-hmm.
it's already blistering and flaking.
Yeah. It's big pieces
okay.
are peeling off.
Can I give you a phone number, Judy?
Sure.
Okay, it's McFarland Painting. They're going to be at the Novi Home Show with us next week, as a matter of fact. The number is
734-564. Okay.
6664.
6664. Okay.
Give them a call. Tell them we told you to call, and tell them about this issue.
Okay, I will do that.
All right.
Yep.
God bless
you.
You sound great. Thanks, Judy.
Oh, thanks. I just had my 83rd birthday yesterday. So.
Bless your heart. Stay with it. Stay healthy, kiddo.
I like to listen to your program. Thank you.
Well, thank you. That means a lot to us. Bye bye. Hey, I'm excited to reintroduce to you a guy that's become a friend over the years. I hope you don't mind me using that term, Gary. I don't mean it loosely. I mean it in the best of ways.
Absolutely.
But Gary Mueling from Michigan Remodelers. Get on that mic, my friend.
Hello. Thanks for having me in today.
Thanks for coming in. You know, most people don't want to come in and have to actually look me in the eye, so I appreciate you being here. You're looking good, buddy.
Thank you very much. You too.
Most guys get married and they tend to balloon out. You're actually looking a little thinner, a little fitter.
Well, it's springtime now.
Is that what it is? The bear has awakened from his hibernation and he's starting to lose weight. Is that
something like that?
No, you do. You look good. You know, married life, being a father, running a good business—they all must be good for you.
Absolutely.
So tell us, I guess kind of remind the audience, and of course we've got new listeners every week, a little bit about Michigan Remodelers, why you got it started, because we didn't meet you when you were owning Michigan Remodelers.
That's true, yeah. We've been friends a long time.
We have.
And, yeah, I came to own my own company not just a few years ago and found that there was a lot of construction work and remodeling that no one really wanted to take on.
A lot of people have become niche specialists, and if you want A or B done, they can do that, but they can't do C, D, E, F. And Michigan Remodelers takes a lot of pride in doing all of the above, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we love to start by designing a space that's stylish and functional, and we work with the client to pick out finishes that are, you know, above average, and we love to work with them start to finish to create that luxury backyard remodel or room addition, even a kitchen or bathroom remodel.
You got a really cool project that we're going to talk more about probably after the break, because we're going to run into a break fairly quick. But it's interesting when you think about a company. Now, you guys, your office is in Rochester Hills, is it? Or Rochester?
Downtown Rochester.
I always get the two confused. I'm sorry. It's a snotty space, by the way. But you're very high touch. You mentioned planning right off the bat. How important is that?
We have found that it's essential to a successful construction project to start with a design. And every single client we've ever designed something for appreciated the evolution of their initial idea. We take into consideration what's on the other side of the wall and good practices. And because this isn't our first design, we recommend things that are stylish and trendy today and that will also be functional for the current family and future families.
You used a great word, evolution. You said the evolution of their idea. We've all got dreams and ideas that we'd like to implement in our homes, right? Have you ever met anybody that doesn't have something like that?
I hope not.
But you help flesh those out and actually put them on paper first. How important is that for budget and for customer satisfaction at the end of the project?
Yeah, it means a lot to listen to the homeowner's challenges and frustrations and what's the motivation for doing any kind of work.
Oh, I like that. That's interesting. Motivation. Why is that important?
Well, if you have a landscaping project that's minor or one that's major, the same planning could benefit the finished product. And if you were just replacing the mulch around your front porch and you choose a color that goes with other finishes, perhaps you end up with a similar styled landscape border in the backyard one day.
You know, I like that. We were talking to the owner of Decks Unlimited, a great company that's come on with us recently, and a lot of people will build that rectangular deck like Judy had there, our previous caller. Mm-hmm. You know, going to build a 16 by 30 deck. And he made the comment, and I think this is where you're going, that with good planning on the front side, you might be able to meet all your needs in that deck. What's your motivation? That was your word. And actually maybe spend less money or have something that lends far more value and beauty to the home.
I have a perfect example of this.
I love it. Go.
A wonderful client in Bloomfield recently was frustrated with his old wood decks, and there were a lot of decks, and it was a big project.
A lot of people like that.
They were rotting and needing something to be done. And so he was thinking he'd be repairing a lot of the wood or replacing it all with composite. Turns out with some time invested into listening and understanding, that they wanted to completely remodel their backyard, and they wanted to eventually do away with all those decks.
Listening. You're a married man. You've learned to listen.
Well, after 5 years, some things, you know, come with time.
But that's important. So they're happy.
Well, in this particular case, instead of spending thousands to repair an existing deck, they thought spend those thousands toward excavating the backyard for a massive pool with a diving board, a grotto, and a spillover hot tub.
Oh, my gosh. Now, you use the word listening. I know you. You didn't talk anybody into something they didn't want. You listened, and this evolved from your initial meeting with them.
All the time when I meet a homeowner considering having a project done, I try to understand what future projects they have, what current projects they're interested in, and to fully understand their plan, and I can help group things into smaller projects.
So maybe phase them?
Phase them, thank you. And we're not doing work duplicatively if we plan for those future projects. One of your listeners, for example, has us upgrading their electrical panel, doing a standby generator, and some other work, and we're able to do it all.
I like it. You're going to stick around, right?
I would love to.
We got a bunch to talk about. We're going to put you right on that mic so people don't have to strain to hear you, old folks like me. Hey, I want to remind everybody that while your furnace may be starting to work a little less, your air conditioner is going to start working like crazy. Have a professional company that the guys trust look at it before you let it go any further. And, of course, one of those companies Ken and I trust implicitly is C&C Heating and Air Conditioning. Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Right now it's Chuck and Gary Mueling, owner of Michigan Remodelers. If you're thinking of any type of project, an addition, a deck, a backyard landscaping space, you should talk to Gary. I like the planning you do, Gary. We've been in your studios in Rochester, and we've seen what you can do. You want to describe that a little bit to people? Because it's pretty cool, pretty high-end, pretty snotty.
Certainly. We like to completely design the space that we're working on, and we like to take into consideration what future phases of remodeling work are planned, and this will give us the opportunity to help you apply the right finishes and textures, colors and styles, and there'll be continuity around your home. And the more that our designers get to participate in the process, the greater the end result will be, down to the lush landscaping, to the accent lighting, to the planning so that everything is in the right place at the end. And when Judy called in talking about her deck, she didn't talk about low-voltage lighting. She didn't talk about what softscape might be added around the perimeter after that deck gets replaced. Because just to let you know, that yard might not look so nice after you bring in the excavator and things.
No, I like that you're thinking that. You and I were talking off air. You wished, and me too, that we had known more about the effect of lighting. John McFarland obviously is able to manipulate that in his showrooms over there on Schoolcraft Road. You're doing a lot of accent lighting inside and out?
Almost every project we do today has electrical lighting upgrades.
Okay.
And we feel like low voltage landscape lighting and soft dimmable lights really create the effect, and no project will be complete without those updates as well.
It's funny you say that, because I feel that way even in the kitchen. You know, we have slandered kitchens as new home builders, which I spent decades doing. We would just design the kitchen for work lighting, task lighting. So it was bright, it was glaring. A lot of times the kitchen didn't even look as good as it could have. So you're changing that thinking in the design phase, basically, with people?
Yeah, my favorite kitchen light is an under cabinet light.
Ooh, yeah. If that's well done. Sometimes those are abused, too.
You're absolutely right. There is a great deal of difference from one type to another. We love the premium whack puck style under cabinet lights, yep. And those will dim down and just be extremely elegant. And we can custom install those with existing cabinets or with a new kitchen. And
are those hardwired, Gary?
We would prefer to use hardwired ones, absolutely. The quality of the light that it generates and the dimming of it and everything.
12 or 24 volt?
12.
Okay. That's interesting. You'd prefer to do that. I like that because it's not always a choice, right? Everybody's turning that into a DIY thing, and I see some kitchens that are badly done by the owner.
Sure. We like to run the wires right out the wall where they need to as part of the rough-in so that they're completely concealed and out of sight once the cabinets are installed and the finishes are done. You don't have to have wires that are visible and noticeable afterward.
And you're not changing batteries every 2 months.
Well, of course, you don't want to change the batteries, but you don't also want to settle for that quality of light in your kitchen. That's the place I feel like you could justify going with a little bit better quality option.
I agree with the highest area in the house of fit and finish. Tell us about this really cool project that you're doing on a lake.
Thank you.
How much detail?
Yeah. Last year, a client reached out, and they're on Lake Orion, and this wonderful family has a home that has an outdated style, and so they want to almost completely remodel the outside of the home and do an expansion. So the first architect the clients hired produced a two-story, very elegant lake house that would be extremely typical for new construction. It had a kind of a steep roof. It had a coastal feel, white, blue, and green colors.
Pretty, but...
But it was very comparable to the rest of the homes in the neighborhood, and this particular client's property is placed on the lake such that there was an opportunity for something greater. So we were able to design for them a flat roof concept, which gives us a third floor, which would be the rooftop terrace.
And is that the right name for it, rooftop terrace?
That's exactly what we would call it, and we think it's one of our favorite parts on this design. It includes European-style flat standing seam metal roof, a large rooftop terrace with an over 200-degree panoramic view of Lake Orion.
What are they walking on that rooftop terrace?
So there's a rubber roofing system with walking pads so that it's all safe and there will be no damage, but drainage can happen the way it should.
Let's talk more about that when we come back. Can you stick around for just a few more minutes? I'm sorry to do this to you.
That sounds great.
Cool. I like that. Hey, we want everybody to be aware that you've got an alternative for that new deck design and construction, even if you're tearing an old one off. And, of course, that can be done easily. It's done every day by a professional company called Decks Unlimited. Hey, thanks for being with us. I appreciate it. I want to take advantage of Gary Muehling for the next few minutes, about 10:15-ish or 11:15, sorry. We're going to have Ron Stead from Blown Insulation Michigan calling in. So, Gary, I want to take advantage of you. Thanks for sticking with us. You were talking about a project you're doing where you tore off part of the roof and you turned part of that old roof area into a third-story roof terrace.
Somehow, we were able to create a new complete framing layout where we got rid of steep gables that most homes have and peaks, and we went with a straight... very, very ultra-modern flat roof look, which gave us the ability to show the lake from the opposite side of the house if you were to get up on what would be the roof where the rooftop terrace is. Partly covered, this space could be enjoyed four seasons.
Really?
Yes, just like a restaurant, you can put up panels and you can conceal the covered portion of this particular rooftop terrace.
Good point.
And so there is unlimited parties coming on this particular lake.
It's funny because your eyes light up and you smile as you talk about projects. You love projects like this that challenge you, don't you?
I do love a challenge, and most designs aren't this challenging. For the most part, we place gables and just find existing shapes to mirror when we add on to homes.
Yeah.
But sometimes we get challenged, and this particular client had already went through an architect, had a complete set of drawings. It was what I would have initially designed almost to the T, but it wasn't at all what this family was looking for.
And you kind of threw them away and started over, right?
We started over from scratch. Wow. It was our ninth drawing to get the shapes right and create a over 200-degree panoramic view of Lake Orion.
How long did it take to plan that?
The design for this particular project was over 4 months, which is a lot longer than it normally takes, but it was very involved, and there are a lot of moving parts to this project.
And let me ask you this. Does that help you better nail down the budget because you take that extra time in the planning?
Thank you so much for asking that. The reason why we started offering design services is it would break our heart along the way when clients would ask for changes, and we never want to tell a client no, but sometimes we would do redundant work and it would cost more. And so by starting with a design, we have found that we can pick the hardwood, pick the trim, pick the paint, pick the tile, decide the shape of the shower, and then we have a virtual reality experience.
And price it all out ahead of time.
Absolutely.
What concept?
Once you've walked through the space and you've seen where the stairs are, you see the texture of the tile, you see.
You mean figuratively, Gary? Walking through the space?
We put you right on. You did it yourself, so you know, Chuck. we put you into the virtual reality experience where you can see on the Oculus what that space is going to feel like, where the fire pit will be, where the waterfall will be. This is where you're going to hang up your coat, and this is where you can sit down and take your shoes off.
I love it. If people haven't experienced, this kind of thing, it is so cool. And I love seeing your face as you talk about it.
If we, one wonderful client from the radio this week has us reworking a foyer area, and we're moving a door back 22 to 24 inches. Bear with me, Lenora. I know she's listening. She's wonderful.
Hi, Lenora.
And it doesn't take a large major renovation to give the alterations that some clients are looking for. And so we're not remodeling her whole kitchen, but we are putting in an 11-foot-long beam, and we are reconfiguring and repositioning an entry point, and it's going to make a big difference for this family.
You mentioned the big accordion glass doors, too, with a smile on your face and a $22,000 price point, I think, for a 14-footer.
Back to the lake house.
Is that same house?
Absolutely. Oh. We're just going to cut out a wall and throw it away. We're going to put in an accordion glass door, like what you might see in a cigar bar. And this is going to allow a 12-foot opening, so four people could walk side by side in and out.
Wide open.
On a beautiful spring day. And their basement is going to be an extension of their outdoor living space.
That is exciting. You've got to just love. Now, you've got limited time and opportunity to do this kind of stuff, though. I mean, you can only do so many jobs a year.
Of course. There's definitely a limit on our install capabilities, and so that's why we came on today with our special for all the listeners who call us today. We're going to apply $1,000 off their project. And so the first 10 callers that pick up their phone and call, the number is 888-544-7366. And we've brought in extra representatives to answer the calls today. And the first 10 people that give us a call will receive a $1,000 discount on any work that they have done with us.
That is really cool. 888-544-7366. If somebody just wants to sit down and do a consultation with you, do you want to hear from them?
Absolutely. We'll come out and meet with anyone who's looking to have any kind of work done, and we would love to talk about your project, meet you, understand what your needs are and your wants, and we will be patient. We will listen. We hope that we add sophistication to your design and ultimately to your project.
You will. I guarantee our listeners you will. You are a fun gentleman. You and I were talking off air. We've got to get you in here to co-host a two-hour show because we never have enough time together.
You twisted my arm, Chuck.
We really do. And you know what? I don't know. Make sure I've got your cell phone so I don't have to go through your hierarchy to get to you, and we'll set something like that up for the future, okay?
You are a celebrity.
God bless you. I am not a celebrity. I'm a guy that's lucky to have a microphone in front of him and a signal like WJR. But really, we want people to call you. 888-544-7366, even if they just want to start talking about that dream, right?
I would love to spend the next week meeting with the listeners, checking out what's left of their home after winter's cleared, now that it's spring and those broken tree branches are left over and the sunken in ground has to be dealt with. Let us, you know, make a plan to jazz up that space and make it feel like a resort.
I've seen, you know, you send us pictures on a regular basis, and we really appreciate it. Please keep doing that. Matter of fact, send us a picture of that elevation you've got, and we'll see you again down the road, hopefully not too far in the future. Right, Gary?
Absolutely, Chuck. Thanks.
We love you, buddy. Thanks for what you do for our listeners. Hey, it's raining, and Gary and I were just talking. In some places, they're going to get up to 5 inches of rain over an extended few days here. If you have water coming in a crawl space or a basement, it may be a easy cure. It may be an extensive cure. But in either case, we've got a company, Foundation Solutions 360. Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. We're going to open up the phone lines after we talk to an important new team partner that we're excited as heck to have with us. Ron Stead is the owner of Blown Insulation Michigan. And I'm going to let him talk about his product. But one of the hard things the difficult contractors that we have tried to find is someone that can expertly retrofit existing homes with this type of product. So, Ron, are you with us?
Oh, I'm here. And you guys are top shelf in the industry. And I just thank you so much for the opportunity to share about our family business.
Oh, God bless you. You know what? We are thrilled to find Blown Insulation Michigan, and we remind everybody the website is blowninsulationmichigan.com, and I would suggest that listeners go to that website.
I got to correct you on that. It's blowninsulationmi.com.
I'm sorry. I'm reading MI, and I'm saying Michigan, so if you were here, I'd give you permission to hit Ken. Blown no Insulation MI, one word, right? .com.
Yeah.
Thank you for that correction. I appreciate it. And feel free to, if this is not correct, 248-343-2866.
And you get me directly when you call that number.
Okay, cool. So tell our listeners about this company and the things that you guys are expert at.
Well, first off, let me explain briefly, what got me into this business. I'm a pretty green guy. I built and designed an earth shelter dome, a solar earth dome. We moved in 1987. This house has saved me over $100,000 in electric and gas, because I don't have to use, the gas. See, when you're under a 4 foot in Michigan, it's 54 degrees year round. And the thinnest part of my house is 5 foot, and it goes out to 16 foot. So I don't require any heating or any air conditioning. I do have a backup wood stove, and there's been some years I burned only 2 to 6 face cord, 1 or 2 fires a week. And I have solar panels to, for my electricity. And so after this house was built, people wanted to see it, and I started consulting and helping, other companies, other homes, build underground houses. But I was all over the country. There's only about 10,000, solar earth domes, in the country. And but there's millions of houses right around me in Ortonville. And I go from Lansing to Saginaw and Port Huron and Detroit. So I start doing energy analysis. And when I found what they needed, with laser thermal software, and I would refer to people that I thought was excellent in the industry. And some contractors are really great, but some also, they provide a little bit less insulation than what you really should. And I seen the price of what they charge. So I got into it. And now we're a three generation family business. My garage is my warehouse to save customers money. But I just get a kick out of us, you know, saving people energy and doing a great installation. So that's how I got into
it. I love that. So you came to the business kind of from the parallel where you were doing energy analysis and you needed to make recommendations to improve energy performance in a home. And you said, you know what? I can do a better job retrofitting insulation to these homes myself.
Yep. That's exactly what happened. And, since 2012, we start sending in, applications for utility rebates, to consumers and other utility companies. So once we install, then they keep a record, on how much savings there is. And Consumers Energy give us multiple years, highest average energy savings per customer, along with highest in customer satisfaction. And
Consumers Energy is awarding you that.
Yeah, Consumers Energy has at their banquet, yes. And Home Advisor over a decade, we've been there. We've got their top contractor award, and through Angie is a super service award. So we do great work. We don't just sell insulation.
You have hundreds of 5-star reviews, so that says something about what you guys do.
Oh yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, it's all about making the customer happy.
Ron, you guys do a couple different types of material for blown-in insulation. You want to hit those for people?
Yes. In attics and walls, we do just a little bit different. In attics, we use an Owens Corning Pro Pink fiberglass insulation. It never settles like some other insulation products. We get them ventilated. Sometimes you run into issues where there's mold in attic or it wasn't ventilated properly. And we use a baffle when it's a soffit vented house that it's accordion effect at the end. So we can bend it right over the top plate. So we don't put in those straight baffles that can plug up soffits. They bend over the top plate right above your wall. So we can even get insulation there. In wall insulation, we use injection foam. We can go right from the outside, take off siding, put plugs back, put siding back. You never know we was there. We can drill through the mortar and match it up, and you won't know that we were there except for heating bills. And we use an R foam. You don't have to use chemicals to make it foam. You don't have to leave the house. It's what makes it foam is soap, a specialized soap. And we've had our customers that were lowly insulated, say, on attics, just doing their attic, they've saved up to 50% on heating and cooling. And the wall insulation, we've had customers said that they save up to 20%.
Seriously?
Also do crawl spaces. Yes, and not everybody, and it depends how much insulation you have and what type of job was done. We also do crawl spaces and rim joists because every house settles. And when your house settles, see, the air isn't, they could come through leaky windows, but the air is not coming through your wall, through the drywall or the decking, and it's not coming through your ceiling. So where does cold air come in at? It comes in through those rim joists. And so hot air rises, and so we seal those with foam, and then we put bale insulation in them, and so that can save a lot of money, too. And we also,
Ron, forgive me, I'm going to cut you off, but can you stick around for just a couple more minutes after the break?
Oh, I sure can. Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to bring you back after the break, but we want to remind people we were at a great company this Wednesday for the networking event that I mentioned at the outset of the show with awesome people. John McFarland and his staff are just beyond the pale. They are so professional and so well-informed and so friendly. If you're thinking of any painting or interior project where you want to redo that kitchen or redo those stair rails, get hold of the people at McFarland Painting. Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes here at 888-654-4897. And from 12 to 1 today, we're going to run over to McFarland Painting on Schoolcraft in Livonia and talk to John McFarland. And you want to stay tuned, so pour another coffee, put the pot on, whatever. But right now, we've got Ron Stead, the owner of Blown Insulation Michigan. And Ron's website is blowninsulationmi.com. Did I get that right, Ron?
You got it right.
God bless you. Hey, let me ask you a few questions. You do a blown foam insulation. Is there any off-gassing? Does it degrade over time? You're a green guy. Is it nature-friendly?
It's nature-friendly. We don't even have to wear masks and things like that to go ahead and install it. It just expands by using a special type of foam that we have, and it'll stay there as long as you want to stay in your house. It's not like putting in a loose fill insulation that would settle. So this way it grabs, it attacks any airspace to go ahead and seal it up.
Ron, what if I've already got insulation in the wall cavities from 45 years ago?
Well, that's why you want to use injection foam, because if you put in fiberglass or cellulose, you could come in, it could plug it up. It maybe not fill up the whole thing that you're trying to insulate. So with when it's cellulose or fiberglass, we just use the injection foam and it fills in all those cavities. It'll actually make it the other insulation collapse and get like an air seal, and then take, you know, and fill the rest up with foam.
I like that. And you had indicated to us in an email that there are still some federal tax credits available for this type of work.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they increased the federal tax credit from 10% to 30%. And the way I understand, if you file a federal tax return, you could qualify and get up to $1,200 back. Not only does this save you so much money, the government says that they're going to pay part of it.
Adds tremendous. I could sell the idea. I am such a firm believer that good insulation maintains value in a building forever, as long as the building stands.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And it saves on your furnace. It saves on your air conditioning. And, so this is really about the only home improvement that costs you nothing, you know, in the long run, just on energy savings.
I agree.
But now the government pays you for it. And also, everybody that's listening to me, if you call me personally, mention the Inside Outside guys, you get another 15% discount off our already really low price. And we'll do a free energy analysis. We'll go from your basement up to your attic. We'll show you things that you can do. We'll use laser thermal imaging on your walls, and it won't cost you a dime. And there's no pressure to buy.
How do they
remember,
call you, John?
Right. Well, blowninsulationmi.com, and my personal phone number is 248-343-2866, and we'd love to hear from all of the listeners and give you a free quote.
And then one last question. I really appreciate you taking the time today. How big a geographic area do you cover? A lot of people are going, yeah, but he won't come to me.
Well, my center of the universe is Ortonville, Michigan, and I go 60-mile radius, so we take care of Lansing, St. John's, Bay City, Saginaw, Port Huron, Detroit, and downriver. So we go quite a distance to serve you.
That is awesome. I got to tell you, Ron Stead, owner of Blown Michigan, Blown Insulation Michigan, we are thrilled to have you taking care of our listeners, and we strongly encourage people to call you. If anybody is listening and can't write down this information, just go to InsideOutsideGuys.com. You'll find Ron's information there. And, of course, you can call us, and we'll refer Ron. So, Ron, keep in touch, okay? Let us know what's going on.
Okay, I will do. God bless you guys. Thank you for letting us share our business. Blown Insulation.
We appreciate you, sir. Taking care of our listeners. Thank
you. We will. We'll do a great job. Bye-bye.
Yep. I like that. Ron Stead, owner of Blown Insulation Michigan. I don't know why I'm having such a problem with that, and I apologize. Blown Insulation Michigan. The website is blowninsulationmi.com. And Ron said you could call him directly at 248-343-2866. The federal rebate, our tax credit, excuse me, not rebate, being at 30% is just awesome. Ron also mentioned a 15% discount for mentioning the Inside Outside Guys and utility rebates that are possible. And of course, his company is going to know all about that stuff. And within a 60-mile radius of Ortonville, that covers a whole bunch of possible houses out there. So call him directly or get hold of us, and we will let you know how to get hold of him. We're excited about that. Okay, phone lines are open for the balance of this hour anyway at 888-654-4897, 888-654-GUYS. We'd love to hear from you. I want to remind you we will be here tomorrow from 10 to noon, and then again from 12 to 1 tomorrow. We're going to be at Atlas Home Improvement talking with Darian Bobby and Ella, the gal that Darian credits with running the business. She better join us. She's a dynamic lady. You're going to love to hear her talk. Hopefully we can keep her for a couple of segments, but that'll be fun too. A lot of people give us emails. I've got a piece of furniture that's wood. It might be a coffee table. It might be a dining room table, but it's got water rings on it. I've got a couple solutions that you might try to get rid of those water rings on your wood table. And if you've got one, I'd love to see an email or hear a phone call on it. But a baking soda paste with very little water, just enough water to make the paste, and you put that on top of the water ring stain. Let it set for a little bit, and then gently is a key word here, rub it with a soft microfiber cloth or something like that, soft sponge. Again, you don't want to use a lot of water. Water stain is your issue to begin with, right? Try that. If it's a more severe water ring stain, you might try petroleum jelly lightly rubbed in with your fingertip on the water stain and then looking at it about 20, 24 hours later and wiping it off. A lot of times that'll extract the water stain from the wood. And another thing that I've tried successfully, which sounds crazy, but it actually works, and I don't know if there are different chemical compositions of this, but toothpaste, a gentle rub with toothpaste. Now, if you've got a toothpaste that's got any kind of grit in it, be careful as you put it on any kind of finished wood product, okay? So be real, real gentle if you're going to be doing anything like that. Okay, that answers several listeners' questions. Tomorrow, we're also going to be talking with Elizabeth Weiss about the Novi Home Show. We're going to try to give away several sets of tickets to that show tomorrow. So make sure you stay tuned because we want to see you out there. It runs March 31st through April 2nd. And Ken and I always have a lot of fun. One of the neat things about that spring show out at Somerset Collection in Novi this time of year is that a lot of the landscapers feature their design capabilities and install capabilities at this show. And it's one of those things, Ken and I always get there early and we walk around and we just shake our heads thinking of the manpower, the tremendous resources expended by these landscapers who exhibit at the Novi show in the spring. And the smell. The smell just puts you into a spring mindset really quickly. If you haven't made plans for the weekend of March 31st, which is a Friday, through April 2nd, which is a Sunday, we want you to plan on coming to that show. And if you listen tomorrow, you might even win some free tickets to get out there. And it's well worth it. It's a very family-friendly event. And like I said, we're going to have Elizabeth Weiss, who works with Brian Starrs and Forrest Wall and the HBA people there, to put on the show. She's a tremendous lady, does a great job, and we've been trying to get her to come on with us. So if you're listening today, Elizabeth, you better call tomorrow, by golly. Anyway, looking forward to that. Want to talk a little bit about lawnmowers. We're going to be featuring lawns and lawn care as a topic, you know, in several upcoming shows. But Family Handyman Magazine, Some of you may be subscribers to that. Went through and did a test on various types of lawnmowers, and all of these were riding lawnmowers, so none of these were push behind or self-propelled walk behind mowers. They were all gas-powered mowers, so they weren't battery-operated mowers. If you've got that little tiny patch of grass that you can use something like that for. But they rated the Cub Cadet Enduro Rider as the top lawnmower. Now, what they were looking for was finish. What kind of finish do you get on that lawn when you use this device to cut the grass? A lot of lesser mowers out there will scalp different parts of the lawn and leave different parts of the grass longer. So it's critical that you have a good one. And I'm going to give you numbers 2, 3, and 4 when we come back, unless the phone lines are busy. Phone lines are open at 888-654-4897. Want to remind everybody that if you haven't looked at your house from the street in a few years, it's time you walked out, turned around, looked at your house, and if you notice it is ugly, it has gotten old, it doesn't look as beautiful as it used to, we've got a company that can get rid of the house uglies, and of course that company is Pro Home Improvement. Everybody, appreciate you being with us. Want to remind you that we're going to be on from 12 to 1 over at McFarland Painting, talking with John McFarland. Right after the noon hour news here. Also, I want to thank Ron Stead from Blown Insulation Michigan for being out with us today and for being a team partner. We're excited about that. And Gary Muehling of Michigan Remodelers. Dave Rieger is our producer, engineer, chief cook and bottle washer at World Headquarters, takes care of the show and hopefully makes us sound good to you, the listener. And he had an issue at his condo this week, Dave?
Yeah, so let's rewind back a week where I woke up and saw the Oakland County Water Commission trucks on my street. And they were, I guess... When I went out and talked to them, they were cleaning out the drains and making sure that they were all, it was just routine maintenance. And that was like a week ago on a Friday. And then they were going to come back on Monday and come with cameras to make sure that everything was clear. So I didn't think anything of it. Fast forward to Wednesday, and I got a call from my neighbor. And he says, go check down in your basement. Do you have any sewage backup coming in your basement?
Oh,
because he does. And I'm like, and we've had this before because all the condos are connected on at least, I'm on the end, so I'm on just one side. The other condos in the row are connected on both sides. And sure enough, I had a little bit of sewage that was coming up from the drain that is in the unfinished part of the basement where the furnace is and where the spout goes down, you know, it basically, you know, collects the water like from the air conditioning and stuff like that.
Did you tell Paul W. about this? Because you'd bring back bad memories for him.
Oh, really? No, I didn't tell him about it. So we thought, okay, well, let's call back out the Water Commission and see if something was wrong. So they called, they came out, and they checked outside, and they said everything's clear. They are not allowed to come into the house. So my neighbor called the emergency number for the homeowner, the condo association, and they sent out a plumber who said that he ran a snake down, and the snake was, like, I guess, down in his basement and then toward my condo where it hit something, but it didn't pull anything out, but it got through, and then everything seemed to drain down, and it's all dry now, cleaned it with bleach, the cement floor around it. But I'm wondering, number one, what could it have been? Number two, why did it? And it also affected the neighbor on the other side of his condo on both sides of her basement a little bit by her furnace and by her utility sink. But I'm wondering, like, so they didn't pull anything out. It just went through something. He felt it, like, vibrate and then push through for this long snake that the plumber was using. So I'm wondering, what could that have been that would have caused the sewage backup, and why did nothing come out when they pulled the snake back up?
Exactly. I got to tell you, any idea how old the condo itself is?
20 years. 21 years, yeah.
you know, you've been listening. Sadly, you've had to listen to us because you got no choice running the show like you do all the time. And people abuse sewers. You know, I'm sure people in your condo project put stuff down there that shouldn't go. I'm sure you're aware of that. If you could see how those systems are not unlike pictures you see of the human body in the veins and arteries that flow through the human body, where you've got a, you know, a big main out under the street and ever smaller pipes running from individual units, housing units, into that main. And it could have been they disturbed something out there, and that they didn't want to admit that, and that caused the backup. It could be that you've got a partial obstruction still in the line that's going to cause you problems in the future. And unless you had a plumber there to scope it, Dave, there's really no way of knowing. But you haven't had any issues personally, right, besides that?
Well, we had one a couple years ago where everybody on my side of the street, and there's five units on my side, they all had issues. The guy at the – so what's interesting is I'm at the end – that's like on the inside by the other road. The other guy, he had such a problem that his whole basement was flooded with like this sewage. I've only ever had a little bit of a problem. And what they told us at that point was that people were throwing like those wipes down, you know, that you're not supposed to throw down in the toilet, the wipes. And that was what was causing the problem. And it was like a major, you know, backup. And apparently the water run, I didn't know which way the water ran, but apparently according to the plumber, it comes from the far end down my way. So I'm like at the very end, but apparently the blockage was at my neighbor's place. And apparently that's where it was again. So there's something in between, and I don't know how it's situated. There's something like in his place where the blockage always seems, the two times that this has happened, it's formed at his condo, at his spot.
Yeah, so if you're at the end of the line, what probably happens is that services six condos, is that what you said?
Five, yeah.
Five?
Uh-huh.
So they probably have a roughly six-inch line running from the condo building out to the street sewer pipe, and each individual unit then would come into that with what they call a street Y. So theoretically, it can only flow in one direction. That's probably 4 inches. And if you and your adjoining neighbor are units three or four and five, excuse me, a blockage downline from you is going to show in your place first and his place second, and so on, working backwards. Typically,
yeah. But it seemed to work the opposite way, which was another thing that was weird the first time. And this time again, now I have not talked to the two people that are, if you're looking at it from the other street, one and two,
sure.
But I did talk to three. Three had it on two parts of her basement. My neighbor had one part and I had just a small amount in one part by the furnace. So it seemed to
get. You may be at the head then rather than at the tail.
But possibly. So I'm not.
Yeah,
and then,
which is a good
you know,
thing.
You bring up, like, the plumber said one thing, the water commission said another thing. Like, they took me around to the back and they're like, and it was at night where they came out. And it's like, they put a flashlight. Hey, you can look. This tube is clean. So it's like, I didn't even know what I was looking at. It's like, okay, well. I guess
they
don't
back up when they're clean.
I guess I got to believe what they say, you know?
You could find out how that was originally put in the ground. There should be a record. I don't know what jurisdiction your condominium
Farmington
exists
Hills.
In. But, okay. Yeah, they should have a public record of the major mechanicals like the sewer running into the city system on file that you can go look at to find out if indeed you are at the head or the tail. And it sounds like you might be at the head.
It does sound like that. Everybody seems to be telling me that I'm at the tail, but it seems like I'm not getting the worst of this. So it almost seems like I may be at the head. But that might be interesting to go do some research and see what I could find.
Why don't you do that? Why don't we make that your assignment between now and the next time we chat about this? Because it'll be interesting. Because there's a lot of people, you know, rowing the same boat that you rowed. And I would suggest that maybe you guys go together. Do you have any kind of an association between the five of you?
There is a condo association. I tend to not go to those meetings anymore because I get too angry. So I tend to stay away. But would City Hall be where I would go to find these master plans?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. The building department, they should be on file. And I was going to suggest that maybe if the five of you can get together on you know, getting some a good plumber in there to scope the from the inside downstream, he can tell you very quickly whether you are head or tail, certainly, and what's in that line. Let's talk about this more when we get together again, okay?
I will do that, and I'll try to get some information.
Thanks for sharing that, David. Thanks. Appreciate all that you do for us. Hey, we want to thank you, the listener. We want to thank Ron Stead from Blown Insulation Michigan. We want to thank Gary Mueling from Michigan Remodelers for taking the time to come in here today and staying extra. I twisted his arm and tied him to the chair, but hey, you do what you got to do. Coming up, the Inside Outside guys are going to run over to MacFarlane Painting and spend the hour between 12 and 1 talking to John MacFarlane.